Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening, and we've got another great show lined up for you tonight, and we're always happy to be able to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. And we also love taking your questions as well. So give us a call here on the show at 888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Dr. Neil Zupkowski, and he'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. Our Holiday of the Earth raffle is coming up this weekend on April 22nd, so there's only a few more days for you to get your tickets. And with every $5 raffle ticket that you purchase, you'll have five chances to win a reading with one of our certified mediums. And the mediums participating in this raffle are Amy Utzman, Angelina Diana, Dustin Livers, Rebecca Ann LeCicero, and Dave Campbell. And on Sunday, May 6th, at the Huntington Hilton in Long Island, New York, one of the world's leading parapsychologists and respected expert on ghosts, hauntings, and poltergeist phenomena, Lloyd Auerbach, teams up with Forever Family Foundation certified medium Kim Russo for a compelling afternoon of learning and spirit communication. You'll enjoy a scrumptious Sunday luncheon and be treated to a dynamic presentation about scientific specific evidence and case histories that show we are often visited. Then be treated to true evidential mediumship as Forever Family Foundation certified medium Kim Russo conducts mediumship readings. The event is from noon until 5 p.m., and the proceeds go to support the work of the Forever Family Foundation, so come on out and join us for this special event. Information and registration for the event can be found on foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And finally, our summer grief retreat has been scheduled. We'll be back at the wonderful guest house in Chester, Connecticut. The dates for this event are Friday, August 17th, through Sunday, August 19th. This is an amazing and healing event. Our certified mediums and other facilitators will be there. So if you'd like to attend, now is the time to sign up. For more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for this evening. Tonight, as you know, is Mediums and Messages, and we'll be opening up our phone lines and taking your calls in just a few moments. So let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Dr. Neil Zupkowski. And not only is he one of the certified mediums with Forever Family, but he's also a medical doctor and an ordained spiritualist minister. Neil's first experience with mediumship was at Lilydale, New York. And for those of you who may not be familiar with Lilydale, this is a spiritualist community in upstate New York. And it's one of several in the United States, and that visit is actually what set Neil on the path of learning how to communicate with spirit. Today, Neil is in private practice as a family doctor, and he's also part of that elite group of mediums at the Lilydale community, and he currently serves as the president of Lilydale, and we're always happy to have him back with us. Hi, Neil. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Doreen.
Oh, we're so happy to have you here. You know I probably always say this every time we have you on, but you are one busy guy. You do a lot of different things.
Oh, a lot of different things, yes. In my house, I host seances and Native American ceremonies and Sundance and all kinds of things.
Oh,
besides,
wow.
Trying to retire as a doctor now.
Okay. Alrighty. So tell us a little bit about what's new and exciting happening up at Lilydale this year. I know you have a lot of different happenings up there.
Oh, yes. We have Lilydale is probably, it is, the largest settlement of spiritualists in the world. Mm-hmm. We have over 50 registered mediums who have been tested and felt to be genuinely, mm-hmm. you know, evidential for spirit. And, of course, we invite from the last weekend in June until Labor Day many, many guest mediums to teach and to give courses, not only in mediumship but also in other related psychic subjects. We have a lot mm-hmm. of special events going on every weekend. I have privilege of having a wonderful internationally known medium as vice president of Lilydale this year. And I... Mm-hmm. Being psychic, I'll predict she's going to be president, and that's Lisa Williams.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And,
that's wonderful.
You have
some great people coming on up there.
Oh, yeah. Now, here's an interesting thing we have going on, for instance, on July 20th and 21st, we have a special on spiritualism and the founders of AA. Bill W. and his friend Bob Smith, they channeled writing, automatic writing, to help them found that organization, which most people don't realize.
Right. Wow, that's really interesting. You know what I did want to ask you about, though, because you had sent me a little bit about the schedule up there, and you had mentioned something about Children's Week. Tell us a little bit about that. How does that work?
Yes, we have a Children's Week every year. It's a special week designed for classes for children, talking about mediumship and various aspects. It's for all ages of children. We have young children that come and learn about that. We also have a special program for the older children called Teens. So we call it Children's Week, Teens Week, both concurrent. That's from July 22nd to the 27th. We have healing classes. The kids, especially the teens, they get a chance to do an outdoor message service where they get up and give mediumship messages. Mm-hmm. They have a beach party. We have some Native American classes. I take them on a ghost walk. They have a talent show. It's just full of activities for the children.
Yeah. It sounds like it's a lot of fun for them also. And I'm assuming that these are going to be children who have had experienced already some level of mediumship, or what we call natural-born mediums, where, you know, they're experiencing.
No, not necessarily. It's open to all children. The parents can come.
Okay.
And it's open to everybody. Of course, you know, it may develop their latent abilities, but everybody's welcome.
That's really awesome. You know, there's not very many people there are so many mediums, you know, who do teach courses, you know, and I teach mediumship development. I know a lot of my colleagues do as well. Not very many people will work with children, though. You know, they don't often have the ability to do that or the means to do that. So it's really wonderful to know that there is a place and that you guys offer this in the summer, you know, during the summer
months. This is held, a lot of the classes are held in what we call our Lyceum building. Andrew Jackson Davis, one of the forerunners of spiritualism, suggested that children have what's called a Lyceum program to bring out their abilities, and this is exactly what we do.
Right. And just, if you would, share a little bit about the difference between, because I always tell people there's different types of mediums and there's different ways and different practices with mediumship, but just if you would share just a little bit about the difference in what physical mediumship is and what that entails, because it is a little bit different than what most people are familiar with.
Absolutely, and I have a great interest in physical mediumship. It's not that common, but I do bring physical mediums to my house to conduct seances, which, because of the energies involved, a lot of times need total darkness in order to manifest. And it's not because there's tricks going on. It's because the spirits... there's psychic laws that allow them to gather energy in total darkness to create these phenomena, such as levitation of objects. We have what's called a seance trumpet, which is a metal cone, usually in three parts. It's about a foot and a half high, but we divide it into three sections so that you can collapse it and carry it easily. So we have metal trumpets that will levitate, and sometimes voices will form in the trumpet and speak to people, or the trumpet will float around and touch people. Mm-hmm. We have voices that come out of the middle of the room, just independent, it's called independent voice, from anybody speaking in the room. It just, the voices appear and speak to us. That's physical, because you don't have to be a psychic or a medium to hear these voices. Everybody hears them, just
right,
like a loudspeaker
right.
speaking.
Yeah,
no loudspeaker just comes.
Yeah, I'm glad you shared that with us, because it is very different than regular mediumship. And so, you know, people can look that up online, get a little bit more information also about all the events up at Lilydale. They could probably find that online as well, and a little bit more
about... Oh, LilydaleAssembly.org.
Yeah,
plus we
there
have
you
a
go.
Written catalog that's out.
There you
yeah.
go. All righty. Well, on that note, we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Neil, and we'll be opening up our phone lines to callers. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Dr. Neil Zepkowski. So we're going to go to our phone lines. And for those of you who are calling in, if we take your call on the air, we do like to hear your voice, especially if you'd like to have a connection with spirit, because that's really what helps us to kind of anchor in, you know, to your loved ones on the other side. So I will be calling your name out and where you're from, and then I'll ask you if you'd like to have a connection, and we want to hear you speak for just a few seconds. All right, you ready to go, Neil?
I am.
Okay. So let's take our first caller. I believe we have Marianne calling in from Georgia. Are you with us, Marianne?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm so happy to be on. I really want to go to your camp, though.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, would you like to have a connection with spirit?
I would like to have a connection with spirit. Yes, please.
Okay. I'm going to turn you over to Neil.
Okay, Marianne. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. As I'm connecting with you, I feel a male presence who is a generation above you, which would feel like a father in spirit or someone in your father's vibration. Would your father be in spirit?
Yes, he is.
All right. He wants to come and say hello not only to you, but there's another female in the living that he wants to send greetings to. You would, I'm not sure who this is. Would you have a sister or a half-sister?
I have a sister, yes.
All right. So he wants to, not only does he want to come and send greetings to you, and I feel you felt his presence before you called in, I think, because he's around you, and he said, I've been with her all day, okay? So you must, and before, hello, he says he was with you a couple days ago as well, so he must have been on your mind.
Yes,
does that make sense? All right.
Yes,
so he's verifying that. He's also saying one of the reasons you called in and got through was because he wanted to also send greetings to your sister who is getting help from him or from the spirit side. There's some things that she needs kind of hand-holding with or TLC with, and your father wants to confirm that he is doing it. Would you know why I would want to tell you this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right. So we don't need to go into it, but your father wants to assure you that your good thoughts for this have been sent and heard. Hers have been, and he says you're the psychic one, but he says, you know, you need to let your sister know this too, because he made an effort to get through here, all right?
Okay, yes.
Now, I also have, and I know your name is Marianne, but I do have a similar name in your, I think it's your mom's side of the family with the name of Mary or something with M-A-R in it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
All right. So she wants, I don't know if I'm two generations back with this, but I want to say hello to you and her, your sister here, from her as well. Now, she would have, I don't know, she's talking about traveling. She would have liked to have traveled toward the end, but couldn't. So there was some frustration there, but she says she enjoys you, and you flit around, she said. All right?
Okay.
All right. Would you know why I would tell you this?
Yes, I do. I have
All right.
My grandmother's name was Mary. So
Mary. Okay. This is the Mary. Is this your mom's mom then?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Because I feel mom's side of the family. So she's sending greetings to a bunch of people that are on the living here. She's talking. Would you have a son, please?
Yes, I do.
Living. All right.
Yes,
she's
I
talking
do.
About him. I'm giving healing. I don't know if he skinned his knee or something with his knee, but I'm getting healing around one of his knees. She wants to say, you know, sometimes he can be a little accident-prone here, so she's aware of that and sending healing. All right?
He just had surgery, but it was on his elbow.
On his elbow. All right. Well,
yes.
He's kind of accident-prone, so what? Not that anything bad is happening, but she's sending healing to his joints, including his knee. So hopefully he won't trip with his elbow surgery. But I feel she's giving a lot of healing to your son in particular because there's been prayers for him that he comes through the surgery well. And she is aware of this and sending healing as well. All right?
Okay.
Now, as I'm also in your vibration, I want to bring, it feels like her sister. So would you have a great aunt that you were close to on that side of the family?
Yes, I did.
All right. Yes. So she's a sweetheart. She comes in. She's a sweetheart. She would have been more like on the religious side as well. In other words, sending prayers as well. She said, I'm joining in. And I love you very much from this aunt, from this great aunt. All right? She's very happy to touch in with you. Would you have any particular questions to the spirits?
I just recently lost my sister in the end of January, and I had three sisters, two that I lost, so I
You have a sister still in the living, though, your dad was saying.
I have one in the living and two that have passed, yes.
All right. So, because your father was talking about the one in the living. Now, as you say that, he brings the other two sisters in, one particularly, that must have been the one that passed recently, and your other sister in the living is also having some thoughts about this, all right? So, so I feel like I would be encouraging her to not worry. She's a worrywart, he says, all right?
Yes, she is.
So, and something with this recent change set her worry off. He says, you know, it's not going to happen, what she's thinking, what she's worrying about. So he says she's spending a lot of energy, wasting a lot of energy on that. It's going to be okay, he says. So you need to let her know that. The other two sisters, his daughters in the spirit, are both wonderful. One, particularly the one that passed there, she says, I am whole again. So I don't know what that means to you, but she wants to say, you know, I am whole again. And she's breathing deeply, so I don't know if that means anything, but she's just smiling here
she's
with a lot
trouble.
Of love.
Okay.
Okay.
And, well, the other one was I had a nephew. My sister, who you're talking, her son died in December, and I know she's been trying very hard to, she tries to get through all the time to get through to see if he's around her.
Yes, definitely is. And I feel, I don't know if she goes for private readings, but he will come through if she goes for a private reading. You're down in Florida?
Okay. No, I'm in Georgia, but she's in New York.
Sure. Oh, all right, all right. Because I feel you're traveling here. You like to flit, according to Grandma. But I see some traveling, and I feel very good with that. Also with your sister. And, you know, there might be a reading involved with her. I'm not sure, but I feel that this male energy would come through more clearly than what I'm able to bring you right now.
Okay.
All righty. Well, Marianne, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped just a tiny bit. You're very welcome.
It did. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye. We'll go to our next caller. I believe we have Marcia calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Marcia?
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for calling into the show. We're great. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit?
I would love a connection. Thank you.
Okay. All righty. I'll turn you over to Neil.
Okay. Hi, Marcia.
Thank you. How are you?
How are you? You know, Marcia, I have to say, I have, as we were beginning to connect here, I have a male vibration, and I want to somehow associate the name, the letter W with this. Would you have a Warren or a William or something like that? I have a W connect. I'm with a W, anyway, it's a male. Does this make sense to you?
Not W, no.
Okay. I feel it will, if you probably after you hang up, but I get this male, a W, that wants to connect with you. I also feel a fatherly presence here, so I assume your father is in the spirit world?
Yes.
All right. And then I have a younger male that wants to connect in with you on your generation. Would you know this younger male on your generation that wants to come and say hello?
Yes.
All right. Now, with this younger male that wants to come and say hello, we won't get into details, but this W name is somehow connected with him. It may not be his name, but it's connected with him. So think about that. I think it'll make sense later on. All right? Now, also, as I'm in your vibration here, is your mother still living?
No.
I want to talk about mom, and I want to talk about iron. The spirits are showing me ironing here. So I want to talk about symbolically ironing something out about your mom. Does this make sense? I'm ironing. Your mom is here.
Yes.
Okay, so I feel she's happy that something is being ironed out after she passed. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
All right, good. All right, well, she just wants to confirm that won't go backwards. She said it will continue to go forward. It's a process, but she says it's going to be not going, because there's some concern about backstepping, if that makes sense to you. All right.
Maybe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I just want to say it's in the process here, and it continues. All right. And you can help somehow with that. All right. She wants you to know that. They're both sending again a lot of love, and particularly your mom sending help with whatever that situation is that she's talking about. And she's sending blessings to, feels like nephews. I don't know if you have nephews, male nephews, two of them, where she's sending blessings. One is particularly musically inclined. Can you play Spiff?
She's talking. I don't know that one.
Was your mom a fast talker here?
Yes.
Yeah. She's just giving me this information a mile a minute because she said, I don't have much time here on the radio. But she said, I want to say hello to you and a whole bunch of people, and particularly I'm watching these two nephews, and one of them I want to encourage with his music. And so I just feel this from your mom. Also, she said she apparently liked music, or there's some kind of music connection here, because I feel you think of her when you hear certain types of music. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So, and I feel that soon, in the next 2 weeks, and unless it's already been in the past 2 weeks, there would have been a concert or something passing by, you hear music and you think of it, all right? So if this hasn't happened already, be aware of it, because it's coming up, okay? She's very close to you with
okay.
this, all right? All right.
Okay.
And although she was a fast talker and liked to do things quick sometimes, make quick decisions or just impulsively do something, she says, for you, let's look at the situation here, slow down a little bit, look at it from both sides. That makes sense. She would just have you think about that. And I feel guidance from her coming there. I also hear that it's a common name, but I hear the name of John connected somehow with the family. I'm not sure if I'm a friend of your mom's or connected with relatives, but I want to say hello from a John. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right, good. So John is, when you said that, he's smiling. He says, your mom talks too fast. But this John is also sending greetings here. You know, they're saying, they're showing me a bicycle. Is there a bicycle that is no longer used that is around you or in your possession, or somebody has this that has sitting there?
No.
All right. Something about this, this makes sense to you later, but there's something where I don't use this anymore, and so there's no reason to keep it around. I believe it's a bicycle, from what they're showing you, or something related to that, so it may make sense to you later. There is a young woman here who feels like somebody's daughter that's in spirit. Would you know somebody who lost a daughter?
No.
This is not related to you. It's not a family tie. This is a friend. Or there's an L name with the daughter, maybe a Lois or a Louise or something with an L. And she just is wanting to get through, even though it's not your family. You know this woman, and this daughter wants to say hello to her mother, and you must know her mother. So think about that, and there's an L name female connected with her. All right?
I hear that. Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, do you have any questions that you're wondering from your spirit friends that are gathering around?
Let me ask you a question. You said about a young man that passed away. Any more information about him?
Oh, boy, that was a while ago. Come back.
Yeah, I know. That was a good hit, though. That was a good hit.
Yeah. You know, he came in very quickly and then left. Your mom is aware of him, so I don't know if you knew your mom, but your mom helped him come through. He comes through with, I wish I could have done more, or I wish I could have had finished my business, kind of a feeling with this man, all right? So he comes through saying, but it's okay, all right? But it's okay now. Somebody sweated that coulda, shoulda, woulda here. There's a lot of coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
No,
all right.
But no, can I ask you, here's one question for you. Would you think the birth mother's related to that brother, that young man?
Would I think what?
Are those two related? The young man that passed away. My birth mother's coming through. Is she related to him?
She is no. She's aware of him in the spirit.
She's aware
of him as if there is a connection of some kind, all right? So I'm not picking up on phone readings quick, but I'm not picking up exactly, but I know your mom comes with him. All right, for some reason. All right,
that's good.
Very good.
Okay.
They're
yeah,
together.
I think we're going to have to leave it there because time's running short. But thank you so much, Marcia, for calling into the show. I hope
this helped
just a tiny bit. You're very welcome.
Yes, it did very much. Thank you so much. Have a great
night.
You're
welcome. You too.
All right.
All righty. Neil, I think we have time for maybe one more call before we go to break. So let's get Kathleen calling in from New Jersey. Are you with us, Kathleen?
Yes, hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a little mini reading?
Yes, I'd love to have a reading.
Okay. Turn you over to Neil.
All right. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Neil.
Hey, hello. There you go. All right. There.
Hello.
See, voice helps establish the connection. You know, and as I'm talking
okay.
about voice here, we're all starting with males that want to say hello. And I have somebody here who either loved boating or drown or something with the water here, male vibration. Can you place this?
Did you say bowling?
No, boating. Boating or water. There's water connected with him. So I'm not sure if
boating.
I love the water
okay.
or... Yes, or if I love the water, or if that's how I pass with water, or live, I'm close to water with this man, and I want to connect with you with him. All right?
Okay, and is he your relative?
He's known your mom, and is your mom in spirit here?
Yes.
Yes, okay, because I want to bring your mom, all right? I want to bring your mom. And I also want to bring somebody connected with your mom, could be a neighbor or a friend or even a brother of hers, like an uncle who loved the water, lived near the water, something like this. Can you place this? Your mom's here, but she wants him to talk.
I think that it may be her cousin.
Okay, quite possibly, because whatever it is, it comes out, it's like some kind of relative of yours with your mom, and they're both here sending mm-hmm. you greetings, all right? Now, as I'm with this
okay.
man, the man wants to talk, not your mom. I don't understand. But, they both want it. They're deciding who's going to talk first. Okay, your mom is bringing you a pink rose. All right, so a pink rose has some significance from your mom. And of course, pink roses are symbolic of love, so your mom is sending you love here. There are also some other siblings, apparently, that you have that she's sending a greeting to you, too, as well. And then this male vibration that's connected with her is coming to give you protection or tell you it's okay. There's like, I don't know if I'm hesitating to take a trip or go somewhere. I don't know if I should, and I feel you will or should or could, and you're protected with that. There was some worry about, well, what will happen if I do this kind of a thing, all right? So they're aware of this. In your mind. Does that make sense?
Okay.
I feel it will if it doesn't. Also, I have, and I'm not sure, this is an old radio. Do you have a radio that's left over, like transistor radio or some kind of older radio from that, from your mom or from that family there that's still in your possession?
I have an old small radio, like handheld.
I have transistor radio. Yeah, because she's talking about that. She said, you know, that's outdated. She said, your mom is here, and she says, you know, we have that outdated. We're using cell phones these days and more modern equipment. And she's talking about, I don't know whether you got a call that wasn't answered or some text that didn't make sense, but it's almost like she's reaching to you through your phone or through some kind of more modern electronic equipment. So does this make sense? Did something unusual happen? Go ahead.
Well, I did get a very strange text today. Yes.
Okay.
I got a very strange text today from an unknown number.
All right. Because your mom said, I helped with that. So she wanted to say greetings to you in a special way today. And she was talking about texting or something that she was able to send you. Apparently, she influenced somebody to make a mistake and give it to you. So she said, but that was me saying hello. So she says, I'm learning about this modern equipment. I'm beyond transistor radio. So I feel she had a sense of curiosity here. And she's kind of proud of herself that she got that text to you today. All right? She's kind of saying, okay, I'm going to try this again, she says. It may not be right away. Would you have a brother living, please?
Yes.
All right. Because she's saying hello to him, too. Something similar is going to happen. Not just exactly, but something, he's going to either mention it or he's going to notice it. So ask him, hey, have you gotten any unusual computer glitches or, you know, something with your cell phone? And see if he says yes. I feel she's able to. She learned how to do that today. So this is going to be probably in the next short little while. She's not giving you how long. But check with your brother and see if something happened. And
he'll
say,
love that.
Mom's saying hello. Yeah, because Mom is saying hello, and he needed that. She says he needs that. I was practicing with you, but he needs it more. All right? That's what she's telling me.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
And all right, I figured. And do you have any questions for your spirit team here? There's a whole bunch that are gathered, but I just gave those two to you.
I guess I would just like to know, like, does she see everything that's happened in our family since she's passed?
She's aware of a lot of things. She's happy about some. She's sending love about some. She says, I don't follow anybody into the bathroom, so that's their business. if that fits her, but that's what she wants you to know.
This is always good news to all of us.
She's joking about that, you know. She was a little bit, you know, I have to say, she said she was a little superstitious on this side of life. In other words, when she was living. Do you know why I would tell you that? You know, she was a little bit superstitious in a way. Because she's making a joke about this.
I don't know about superstitious, but I don't know if she would have believed in mediums, that's for sure.
No, she wasn't. No, she was a little bit skittish,
no.
Is how I should put it. She thought, man, I don't know about this stuff, okay? But yet, she was a little skittish or, in a way, superstitious about this. That's why she's expressing it now. But she says, I've changed over there. I'm learning how to connect because I need to. Particularly with your brother for some reason, and I want to give him support, okay?
Alrighty.
Does she say the brother's name?
No, she does not.
Can I just ask exactly who? No, because I have more than one.
Pardon? The one that gets this funny thing happening is the one. She said, you know exactly who else she's talking about. Okay.
All righty. We're going to have to leave it there because we have to go to commercial break. But Kathleen, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
Thank you.
All righty. Thanks.
Yes, it was great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Right. Okay, we're going to take a very short break. Don't go anywhere. We'll get right back to our phone lines in just a few minutes. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love knows no death. A groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perissetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook could be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Dr. Neil Zipkowski. But before we get back to our guest and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage from everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like L.L. Bean, Best Western, Petco, QVC, Vistaprint, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, let's get back to our phone lines now, and I think we have time for maybe two more calls. We have Gordon calling in from Canada. Are you with us, Gordon?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like
Thank
to have a connection with Spirit?
Absolutely, please.
Okay. I'll turn you over to Neil.
Hello, Gordon. Are you the Gordon that I know?
Absolutely, sir.
Okay, disclaimer here. All right, so I know you, but I don't know what I'm going to read here. But I do want to bring through a Spirit guide. We bring through, yes, evidence of love, but I want to bring through evidence of the Spirit guide here. The letter S is significant with him. Would you know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, Neil. He wants to send greetings and confirm that he's been working with you in new ways, if that makes sense to you.
Yes,
it does. I also feel like I'm thinking of taking a trip north of wherever you are, up further into Canada, possibly connecting with native vibrations in some way to learn or practice or put into practice what you have learned, right? So I want to confirm that with this guide as well. So he's looking forward to that this summer. Of course, I hope you get to Lugo as well. Also,
Absolutely.
As I'm in your vibration, I want to bring through a grandfather who played music or liked music, played a musical instrument. Would you place this? It might be on your mom's side.
I don't think so.
All right. I'm on your mom's side with this. It's on your grandfather's vibration on a mom's
yes.
side, and I get
this. Came to me, clicked to my head, yes.
All right. So, yeah, sometimes we bring stuff and it doesn't make sense to hang up. But anyway, this grandfather is coming into your vibration from your mom's side with a lot of love and a lot of support, and apparently had awareness of the spirit world in some way and is proud that you have taken it as far as you have, all right, because I know you're a medium, but he's proud that you have taken it that far. And he's talking about music, giving me that as an identifier only because there's something with you working with music or using music in useful ways for what you do, all right? And he wants to say that. He's also saying, would you have a brother living, please? Because he's giving greetings here to a brother that's living, and I feel somehow music would be soothing to him or some kind of music is soothing to him. So just keep that in mind as things go on. He's going to mention this. Also, I feel that, again, he's talking music here, but there's something. Oh, is your mom in spirit as well?
No.
Okay, because I feel, because your grandpa on your mom's side is talking about music and your mom. So I feel that there's something soothing. I'm sending your mom soothing music or something with healing or soothing with your mom, okay, in some way. And your grandpa is telling me this, all right? So he wants to send that. This is odd, but I want to, and I don't know if this is related to you, but I get the name of Marcy. Would that make sense to you?
Marcy. No, it doesn't,
Okay, all right. Keep that in mind. I don't know if we're talking about Mount Marcy or Mercy, but it sounded like that, and I'm still connecting somehow connected with your mom's side. So I don't know if it's friend or family or friend, but with the name M-A-R, and it's not a Mary or a Martha. It sounded like Marcy, or it could have been something similar. And I want to identify that. I feel this makes sense to you later. It might even be somebody who you helped, but I'm aware of this connecting with a caring, loving vibration. Also, I feel, I don't know what you decided, but I have a grandmother feeling here, and she's bringing me back to Easter time. So there must have been a planning or a decision to do some further work at Easter, or I'm going to do something later this year that I've decided around Easter, because she's bringing me back to that time, and I feel very good with that. All right.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, they're showing me maple syrup. I don't know if you've been to a maple
syrup. It's my favorite.
Oh, all right. Because I just feel that this is important for you to be aware of something about maple. I don't know if you make it yourself or visited, but your grandma's talking about this, oddly enough. So I want to identify something connected with that, and I feel it makes sense. Do you have questions from the spirit that you have?
In regards to the work that I'm doing, how I can improve the cabinet work, where I can go with that.
Okay. Somebody here said, as you were asking that, said persistency and consistency, because I feel it's like right now it's maybe hit and miss. But even if you're away from the persistency, consistency, at least sit for 10 minutes and remember that this would have been the night to do that when you're away, to keep the vibration going. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
All right. So persistency and consistency, I feel, gets results. Even when you can't, they say, remember it at the time, and this will help strengthen the vibrations that you are already setting up, they said. Okay. Oh, and they said like attracts like. So to put yourself in the vibrations of what you're seeking, other people that already do this, that rubs off on you, they say. All right. So take the opportunity to put yourself in those vibrations, because they say like attracts like, or like begets like. All right.
Absolutely.
There will be some opportunities to think about. So think twice about that and maybe check some of them out. It might take a little effort, they're saying, but it should be okay. All right.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Neil. I appreciate that.
Okay, well,
Gordon.
Thank you so much for calling in, Gordon.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
All righty, bye-bye. Okay, we have time for one more call, I think. So let's go to Debbie calling in from Pennsylvania. Are you with us, Debbie?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Debbie. Welcome to the show. Would you like to have a little mini reading?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Hi, Debbie. Say something, Debbie.
Hi.
I have two.
How are you?
Good. Tonight starts with men. So I want to bring you two men from the spirit side, all right? I have one man that feels like a father, but yet is not a father. Would you know why I would tell you this? I have a father, yet it's not a father. Would it be a stepfather or a godfather that's in spirit here? Or a father-in-law?
Yes,
I'm with a father, but it's not your blood father. Does that make... Are you with me?
No, it would probably be my stepfather.
Your stepfather, okay, because I got father but not father, so stepfather makes sense. So he wants to send greetings to you from the spirit side. He is, how do you put that, Dad? He said we had some tough times when I was on Earth. You know, I don't know whether he's talking about relation here or what, but he says, you know, I'm strengthening those bonds. I want you to know I watch over you. I love you. I'm strengthening my awareness of the spirit side, and I want to put things good. Would you know I would tell you all this?
Yes.
All right, because he's very happy about that then, because he says, you know, I come in and I want you to know that it's I see things differently from the spirit side of life, and I'm sending you love, and I want you to know this. Okay, there was I don't know how he passed, but I get clouded memory or clouded thinking before he passed. Would you know why I would say this?
Yes.
All right, because he wants to know that his thinking is clearer now. Okay, and this is important for you to know. He said he also I want to also give here another man from it feels like your mom's side of the family. Would you have an uncle, your mother's brother, that wanted that would be in spirit, please?
Yes, I do.
All right, because I want to bring him to send you greetings as well. And he gives you strength. He's giving you strength. He was through some hard times himself, and he said you have been through some hard times yourself. And he's patting you on the back as if to say you got through it okay, all right? And you got stronger because of it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Oh, good. Okay, he's happy about that. Now, all right. I believe this is a name like Rose or Rosemary or Rose something. Would you place this?
No, not at the moment. No.
All right. You keep this in mind because I'm this uncle of yours. I'm sorry, brother of mom, is talking about that, and I'm still aware of this feeling. It could be a Rosalind or a Rosalie, but I'm seeing Rose, and I feel it's connected with the sound of somebody's name, whether it's first or last name. So this might make sense to you later. Also, they're all talking around your mom. Is your mom in spirit?
No, she's not.
All right. They're talking around your mom. So your mom's brother here is talking about this Rose. You know, I want to ask your mom. She might know this Rose. So ask your mom who this is, because I'm getting a lot of support for your mom from the spirit side, that they want you to let her know that they're around her, looking after her, and sending her love. And ask her who this Rose or Rosalie or somebody is. She will know, I feel. All right? So you ask her, because I feel this will be useful for her. All right? It'll because right now she's a little hesitant about something. There's something she's unsure of, and this will help her in that when you share that with her. Okay? Now, somebody in the living here is either thinking of giving up smoking or just gave it up. Do you know who I'm talking about here?
Oh, yes.
All right. Spirit's very happy about that, I have to say. Just letting you know that they're very happy that is good. Don't give up, they say. Don't give up. Whoever this person is, I want to encourage him, but don't give up, they said. So if it relapses, that's okay. Do it again. And Spirit is very happy about whoever is making this decision or this action. So that's what I'm picking up from Spirit. Do you have any questions for them? There's a whole bunch of others. But...
I lost my daughter about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought she would come through.
Well, you know, they line up so quickly, and we don't have a lot of time in a short reading like this. Would there be something with your daughter's head? I'm seeing your daughter. I feel your daughter here. But she's pointing. She's pointing to her head. Does that make sense? All right. She's here. She wants to identify. There was some head stuff here. I guess is how I'll put it, because I won't get into details here. But she comes with a lot of love. She said, you know, it was hard. She tried to get through at other times, but it was hard. Something about a nickel. She's showing me a nickel. Now, I know it's fairly common for people to find pennies or dimes or whatever, but nickels aren't that common. What is this? I'm not sure where I find this nickel, but there's a nickel on the ground. Did you come across it? If you haven't, you will, because she's showing me this nickel as a sign that she is there, and it's from her, she said. All right?
Okay.
Was she sometimes hard-headed? I mean, she's pointing her head, but other than that, I mean, was she sometimes like her own thoughts, her own things were hard-headed here?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right. Because she wants to say that's part of what I was hard-headed. I didn't want to listen to anybody. That's the way it was. She said it can't change. I was hard-headed. She's admitting it. She would never admit to it. She's admitting it to you now, all right? So So she just wants to tell you.
No, she never.
Pardon?
No, she never ever admitted it.
Well, she wants to admit it now because she wants to fix this leftover negative energy, or however you want to put it. She says, you know, you need to know that I see now what I didn't see then, if that makes sense to you. She says, it's important I let you know this. All right? And she said she's glad you asked about her because she had a hesitation to come in until you specifically asked, because she was a little bit hesitant to tell you or to do this, but she's saying it now. And I feel this will make things better vibrationally, interestingly enough, between you and her. And when that happens, you're going to find this nickel. All right?
All righty. We're going to have to leave it here. But, Debbie, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
Yes, it did very much. Thank you very much.
Alrighty. You're very welcome. Alrighty, guys. Well, we're just about out of time, but I would like to thank our guest, Dr. Neil Zipkowski, for joining us this evening. And Neil, if any of our listeners would like to schedule a reading with you or reach you, is the best way through your email?
Yes, it is. And I have an email list if they're interested in physical seances or Native American Weepy or Lumpy ceremonies, all that stuff. So my email is the easiest one. I have a lot of them. Doc Neal, DocNeal at Mac, like the computer, MAC.com.
Awesome. Okay. Well, we would like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight, and we certainly hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. And once again, we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and just be sure to check out all of our events and everything we've got coming up on our schedule. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Doreen Molloy, and if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMolloy.com. In the meantime, I'd like to wish all of you a wonderful evening, and always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.